and gentlemen, welcome you all to Try to HR. And this is your host, Nisha. Well, happy Monday to all of you, and let's kick off the show with our wonderful guest, Michael Goldberg. Hey, Michael, welcome back to Drive Through HR.
Hey, Nisha, thanks for having me back, and glad to be here.
Well, excited to have you here at Drive Through HR. I still remember we kind of did the show last year when we were at Talent Live at Pizza Hut. So it's been a year right now.
Yeah, a little over. Yeah, it's probably been about a little over a year and a half. Absolutely. So, I was with a different company then, and now with the American Heart Association. So really excited to be back on the show. And it's always good to get invited back because, you did okay the first time. But I have to ask, why is the intro song about California? It should be about Texas, right?
Absolutely.
Live in Texas.
Yeah,
I live in Texas. William lives there. Crystal lives there.
We need to find
there.
A song that is absolutely resonating Texas.
Oh, I got a good one. I'll send you one.
Yeah, please do that. So, Michael, you know the drill at Drive Through HR. So if there is anyone out there who doesn't know of you, we would appreciate if you can talk a little bit more about who you are and what you do.
Sure. So my name is Michael Goldberg, and also known as Super Recruiter on the Twitter. Been in HR and recruiting for the last 25 years, focusing on recruiting the last 15. So basically go into organizations and help build up their recruiting functions or rebuild their recruiting functions up until, for the last year and a half, I've been with American Heart Association as their director of talent acquisition, focusing in on a lot of the what they call the national center jobs, which are the corporate offices in the for-profit world. So American Heart, as everyone probably knows, is the one of the top nonprofits that focuses in on reducing or help educating people about reducing the risk of cardiovascular disease and stroke. We've been doing that for a little over 91 years, and it's a great organization to work for. We were just voted by Nonprofit Times as the number three of the large organizations for best nonprofits to work for. So we're really excited about that for 2015. It's our sixth year participating, and we've been going up in rank every single year. So good things are happening here.
Well, congratulations for all the achievements, and I'm sure you guys are doing a great job out there. So, Mike, take us to, what's keeping you up at night these days?
Well, a lot of things keep me up at night, especially as I get older, but in particular, really focusing in on the on hiring for culture. It's been a big project since probably November when my SVP of HR, came to me and said, we want you to head up this initiative, and you're going to work with people in the affiliates, which are like the regional offices across the United States. And basically, I would be responsible for helping to reduce fundraiser turnover. And while we don't have a lot of fundraisers here at our National Center offices in Dallas, there are, obviously a majority of the hiring is done for fundraisers in the fields at the affiliate office level. And basically what happens is that the turnover can be high, as in most sales organizations, especially at the lower entry-level fundraisers that come into the organization. We found that, our turnover was still at 25-26% when on average for non-fundraising positions they were at the 10% to 12% range. So what was really keeping us up at night is, well, where were we going wrong? And one of the things that we had, the leading board had come up with and gotten to the SVP with, was what can we do about, are we hiring the right people? And so we decided to focus on hiring for culture as our big initiative for this year to help start reducing turnover in the next fiscal year, which starts July 1st. So we're putting the wraps on this project, and we're real proud of what we've been able to do.
Well, this has been an interesting conversation, like hiring for culture fit or, you know, competency versus culture fit discussions and all. But then, Mike, it would really be great if you can talk a little bit more about, you know, what does it really mean to hire for a culture fit? What are you actually looking for?
Sure, that's a great question. So basically, when we're hiring for culture, a lot of people think, well, you have to hire someone that's, you're going to put that round peg in the square, or a round peg in a round hole. And that's the plan. It's always the plan. And we do a lot of focus, and everybody does a lot of focus, really, on hiring for technical skill sets. And they figure, all right, you know, the person can do the technical skill sets. But are they really a fit with that team's dynamics, if you will, is probably the best way to put it. What are some of the things that go well for that team? What it goes well for the department? What goes well for AHA, which is our acronym for American Heart. Just so
mm-hmm.
if I use acronyms,
yeah.
I'm sorry. We're very acronym intensive here. So basically, it's do I have the right person that will blend in well with the group? You know, a lot of people think that, for example, you know, coming into a nonprofit is a much easier gig. And
mm-hmm.
so if, you know, I know you had a guest on, I think, last week who was from a nonprofit, the attorney, the labor relations
Correct.
Attorney.
Correct.
You know, right. Yeah, it's very, very different. And you actually work, I'm finding myself working 10 times harder than I've ever worked in my career, because you are so passionate about the mission and hiring the right people. You know, even from an HR perspective, you want to make sure you're bringing in the people that are going to be hard workers. They're fast learners. They have that same passion for cardiovascular disease and stroke, because, and you know, most of the people that work here, they put in a lot of hours and
mm-hmm.
they don't mind. So you go home tired, but it's a good tired, and because you know you've done well for the day. You've done something good, and it's a job that has a lot of meaning. And so basically, when we looked at what our culture was, it's to me, it's really about what were the things that motivated us to come to work. And it wasn't – so what we did was we went out and we surveyed – since the focus was on to reduce the fundraising turnover, was to go out and provide 15 competencies or culture care. I guess it would be better to say cultural characteristics of our organization, pulling that from our guiding values, from our mission statement, and surveying about 100 people. And with about a 70% participation rate, we found that we had quite a bit of consistency in a lot of things that relate to, you know, learning quickly, you know, making sure
Correct.
That you have that passion for the mission, that you want to continuously, when you come here, you want to grow and develop. So as a part of, you know, as a part of coming in, you know, we do a lot of promoting from within. It's normally our number one source of hire, with employee referrals being number two. Someone that's very plan and process oriented, you know, those are just a few of the samples that we have. And what we also came up with were some common themes that with every question, you want to have some understanding of what that answer is going to be for the positive themes and the negative themes. In other words, what should I be listening for that's going to put them in the yes column versus put them in the no column based on their answers? So, you know, we're not just answering the technical questions. You're now answering cultural questions in the form of you know, culture fit competencies.
So that question really does matter when it comes to selecting and even screening the right candidate, right? While you were talking about, you know, the team dynamics, I was thinking about every team has its own culture. Be your entire organization has a different perspective, but then if we take a single team out of it, who is that leader of that team? That depends basically on how that team culture would be, right? So what is your recommendation and your tips and techniques for our hiring managers that are listening to us right now? How should they be going about interviewing for culture fit?
Sure. So you want to, So what you want to do is you want to kind of take a step back and look and look at what your company's values are, but then look at your team dynamics. Look at the people in your group. And one of the suggestions that that we're actually we're about to embark on the kind of the final piece of the project to make sure that we're determining that the cultural competencies that we're interviewing for are actually what we want to be looking for, as well as the answering of the themes, is to interview your top performers, your middle performers, and your best performers, or your worst, or not your worst performers, but performers that may need improvement, and sit them down. And once you've come up with your cultural competencies that fit your team, that fit your department, fit, you know, the overall scope of the organization, is sit down and ask them about ask them some interview questions and say, hey guys, you know, we're trying to put together some, you know, trying to gather some cultural competencies here, but we want to ask for that. We want to make sure we're hiring to that. So some of the things that you can be doing is coming up with questions and asking those questions during a team meeting, or pulling one person in and saying, hey, we're trying to do something here, and I'm trying to evaluate responses, and I was hoping that maybe you could answer some of these questions, and how would you answer this? How would you answer these questions? And you're asking them questions that you've jotted down. So we've got about 5 questions per competency. We came down to a final 8 of those 15. And what we're going to do is we're going to pretty much bucket them into different categories of, hey, this is what we want to be listening for. These are the answers. Here's what was said. Here's the middle of the road, and here are the you want to kind of watch out for. And you certainly don't want to make all of your hiring decisions based on, you know, on all on one, but it certainly does help you get a better idea that these are the more acceptable responses you're listening for. Because let's face it, the internet has tons of answers for a lot of these questions.
I know,
and, right? So you can go through, you know, tell me about a time, you know, when you did this or did that, and, you know, where, and they know how to answer those questions going into it. And so basically, the other thing that we do is we're doing some training for our managers to say, you know, don't ask leading questions, and we kind of walk through what constitutes a leading question and how to avoid that and why you don't want to ask them those questions, because you're leading them to give you the right response and they've practiced it 1,000 times. So you want to kind of leave the silence is golden, where you go, you know, tell me about the last time you made a mistake, and to say, and what did you do to correct it? You would just say, tell me about the last time you made a mistake. And you leave it there, and you let them answer the question in full. And when you do, you actually get some pretty interesting responses back. And it helps you tweak the process. So it's an ongoing evolution to come up with those answers to those questions.
Absolutely. So take us to some of those initial challenges that you had. You know, you have your recruiters who were doing the same job of recruiting in an old fashion, but then now you came out and said that, hey, we need to recruit for, you know, culture fit, or we need to hire for culture fit. So you are tweaking the entire process itself, I guess. So where you had to, you know, go through a training process that you had to give to your recruiters, or how was it? So give us a little glance about how did you actually launch the initiative of hiring for culture fit at your organization.
Yeah, no, that's great. So what American Heart did was we did put together some training that will go be a part of our new manager training. It will be a part of our hiring management training. The recruiters have already gone through the training, and actually they helped us and gave us feedback on what that training should look like externally. So basically we're having all of our recruiters go through a mock interview process where our survey participants will be they'll take turns being the interviewer and the interviewee, and the recruiter will actually be the observer on the phone, but they'll be the observer, right? And they'll provide, feedback on where, just-in-time feedback on where the you asked the question, that's a leading question, let's back up and let's reword, how would you reword that question? And then the answers, teaching them how to probe for more information. Because you can ask that question and leave it hanging out there. I call it the cliffhanger question, where you just kind of leave it out there and let them answer, and it can go either way. Dealing with silence, making sure that, someone doesn't have a good answer, that how can you probe for that without leading them to what you're looking for, right? Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
So the training is going to be very comprehensive, and it will it really does a good job in providing examples of these questions, and once it goes live, I'm always happy to share this information. So if anybody wanted to see that, they're more than welcome to reach out to me, and I'd be happy to give them the slide deck so they can see more of what we're talking about.
Interesting. Yep. So, Mike, I'm not really sure you have this opportunity or this situation in your job. Having had to hire a poor culture fit or probably a wrong culture fit, and then realizing that he is not going to be a good enough to keep inside the organization. If so, how did you tackle that? Have you had to face that type of a situation at AHA?
Me personally?
Yeah.
I have had to tackle it with employees who are already a part when I came, or who were aboard when I came on. So, sitting down with them and really kind of trying to understand their methodology for recruiting. Obviously, they knew that we were going in a different direction, and so basically, it's just a matter of, sitting down with them, with the employee, and making sure that they understand the expectations of what you're bringing in and what kind of culture you're trying to create within your department. But before you have that conversation with any employee, you really also want to make sure that you're saying, not only for the department, but for the business line and or for the organization in itself,
right?
Because you may be a great fit for the team, but the But you may be causing problems, even though you're a culture fit with the team, you get along personally, you do everything you need to do, but there may be a couple of things that create waves within the organization, whether you have dissatisfied managers or hiring managers, in my instance, that come back and say, this person really isn't getting it, and it's causing pain. And once it causes pain on the outside, that's when you have to really start saying, well, they may be a fit internally within my department, but not in working with the people that I'm working with. So I know that when we, over the last several months, and we just hired a recruiter, that we made sure that we were hiring for, the passion for the mission. They understood the idiosyncrasies of working for a nonprofit, and asked them, and in the form of, obviously, interview questions, making sure that they were good with process, because we're very process intensive here. You have to be. We're also a federal contractor, so we have rules to abide by as well from the OFCCP's perspective.
Correct. Well, one of the interesting things is, like, we are talking to candidates who are really genius out there, so they can come interview prepared, right? So what if at the front-end level we are making sure we are hiring for the culture fit? And what happens throughout, let's say, that down the line, 6 months to 90 days, are you guys looking at the performance goals and making sure the cultural fit goals are aligned with the performance goals and tackling it in a way that those culture fit employees are still showing the same attitudes and qualities that they have shown during the interview process?
Those are things that are going to be built. So you know, you've got the interview site, but from a measurement tool perspective, we are building a feedback sheet. We're incorporating those into our onboarding system so that our hiring managers can use. Do a pulse check on what how the new hire is doing in accordance with the culture and what we're looking for, and how they're doing and how they're progressing, you know, day to day, because it can be so subjective that you get too wrapped up into it, and you can say, well, they've got three of the or five of the eight, you know, facets down pat, and they still need to improve in these three areas. Well, a lot of about culture is things that are already ingrained into us. So it's our DNA makeup. It's what we bring every day. So if you're not an outgoing person and you're not a customer focused person, so where someone comes to you and asks you for something, and you're like, I just want to be in front of my computer and stare at the screen and do my work and analyze numbers all day. I don't want to have to deal with people. Well, you're not going to be a good fit here because we deal with volunteers, you deal with donors,
correct,
right? You deal with each other. You know, you work with each other and you have to interact. And so if someone's not holding up that part of the cultural bargain, if you will, then it's up to the hiring, or it's up to their managers to step in and say, all right, here's where you're doing well, you know, and here's where you need to improve. Because we do a 90-day, and then we do a 120-day, and then we do a year, you know, an annual review. So there are checkpoints in, but we need to add the cultural components into that, and so that will come on later down the road.
All right.
Especially
well,
as we start following and measuring.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, this particular topic is very close to my interest level, and I did a little bit of research throughout my, you know, blogging journey. So some of the interesting question that has come up is, you know, when we hire for the culture fit, mostly we will look at, you know, me kind of a person or me-like kind of a person, right? So how do we make sure that the culture fit interviews are not limiting the diversity factor in an organization?
I think that's a great question. A lot of people you have to avoid for those of you who don't understand the question is, people will argue that, well, you're hiring to yourself and you'll only hire people like yourself that share your personality, that share your culture fit, and that could have an adverse impact in the hiring process. And so we say, look, you know, don't just focus on culture. They do need to have the technical skill sets, right? They need to have that technical fit. They also, they need to be able to, come in and understand that they're going to grow. They understand that there are certain processes that they need to follow. And at the same time, we also have an assessment that we take that is part of the hiring tool process. They don't just interview with one person, obviously. They interview with generally 3 to 4 people at the AHA, whether that's over a course of 2 interviews, sometimes 3 interviews. It just depends. So while the hiring manager has the ultimate decision, that hiring manager does get the opinion of others before making the final say. And it's definitely a group discussion here, and that helps pull out the or helps prevent the adverse impact hiring from occurring, because you're getting different people. You're getting their thoughts and their on the facts, and obviously, you know, they, you know, you should be recording your answers. You should be making sure you understand what they're saying. You should make sure that you're not hiring similar to you, because if you have a group of people that are exactly the same, you're not going to have a very creative organization, or a creative department. You may have a way too much of a creative department and not enough analysis or analytical thinkers. And so you definitely want to hire people that do bring different personalities to the table, but keeping in mind that they need to be able to fit in with the culture as well. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Well, Mike, we have about 3 minutes left at this point, and I haven't covered this question. Do you use third-party recruiters?
I'm sorry, do we use what?
Third-party recruiters.
Very rarely. You know, obviously we're a nonprofit, so we want a majority of our dollars to go back toward the mission.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, when you spend on agency recruiters, then you are – you know, taking the money that could be used for research and putting that toward, you know, hiring someone. Do we use them from time to time? Absolutely. But extremely rare cases. But I still get the 3 to 4 phone calls a day.
Yeah. So, you know, for those organizations who are using third-party recruiters out there, what would you recommend for them to, you know, give them some information when it comes to their bringing some candidates that would suitable for their culture.
You know, not to be Captain Obvious, but you really want to, you know, talk with the, you know, I know a lot of, when I've dealt with third-party recruiters in the past, they go, well, tell us about your culture. And it's pretty interesting because it's a hard question to answer. And even when I did third-party recruiting, I could barely get a real answer out of it. But it's something that, as HR professionals, you need to be able to articulate to third-party recruiters, whether it's providing them a document of some of the things that you want them to ask versus the hiring managers doing the asking once they're in the organization. But say, you know, do you have any cultural competencies you want us to ask in your intake meetings? And, you know, what are some of the responses that you're looking for as a part of those cultural competencies that you've mentioned? So a lot of times those questions come up, but, you know, as HR professionals, we don't always necessarily have the answers. But so I would challenge everyone on the call here and to go out and really think about what their culture is and think about what those dynamics are. And it's not just your values. It's not just your mission. It's what's the personality, what's the DNA of that organization. And when you look at the people that you've hired, when you look at the best people that work for the organization, the ones that have successfully grown for the company, that's your DNA to really kind of look at and measure and say, all right, this is who we want to take a look at to hire for the organization or the type of person.
Great. Well, Mike, thank you so much for joining with us today to share your lunchtime and share valuable insights about how you do hiring for culture fit at AHA, American Health Association. So, Mike, where can our audience find more details about your organization and the opportunities at your organization and even get a hold of you?
Sure. So they can reach or look at the American Heart Association website at www.heart.org, O-R-G, and heart like the heart itself. And they can reach me at michael.goldberg@heart.org or hit me up on Twitter at SuperRecruiter. And, of course, I'm on the Facebook and on the Insta and all the other fun stuff, just not on Snapchat. That's the only thing I'm not on.
All right, folks. So that was Super Recruiter on Twitter, Michael Goldberg, Strategic Recruiting Leader at American Health Association. So talk to him, get a hold of him, and find out more details about how to hire for the culture fit. So, Mike, again, thank you so much, and have a wonderful rest of the day.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Bye-bye.